Reverend Dr. Eugene Johnson was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, where he was raised. Dr. Johnson assumed the leadership of the Mount Olive Baptist Church in November 1992. Since then, the church has experienced unprecedented growth from 250 to more than 2,000 members. Dr. Johnson completed his advanced academic studies at Southern University, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, USA. He earned a Master's of Divinity in 1989 at the Howard University School of Divinity and was given the prestigious Honorary Doctor's of Divinity degree by the Richmond, Virginia Seminary in October 2006. Dr. Johnson is actively involved in religious, civic, and academic organizations. Most notably, he is the former moderator of the Northern Virginia Baptist Association. Dr. Johnson prides his life most on the love of his family. He is married to the former June L. Lambert of Harvey, Louisiana, USA. They have been blessed with two sons, Brian and Kevin, and are the proud grandparents of Molly and Jaden. Church, shall we with a standing ovation welcome the ministry of Reverend Dr. Eugene Johnson.
What a mighty blessing. What a mighty blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. God has smiled upon us. He has blessed us. And he keeps doing great things for you. Greetings to you from your brothers and sisters in Virginia, in the USA. God give praise and all honor to him. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm just pleased to be here with you and also with a friend of our church and a friend of mine personally, Pastor Rick Wickham, and also the ministry here at Agape House. God has shown such favor on the work of this ministry, and most especially on the outpouring that he has brought into the lives of many individuals. This is Palm Sunday. Celebration. Celebration all over Christianity. Celebration in all of Christendom. Celebration occurring in every Christian church that recognizes and also celebrate our Savior. And there is no exception here. I praise God to be with you on this day. This is my first time in Ghana. My team came over, was with you last year in November. Couldn't be with them, but I am just glad to be with you here today. I got some great reports that came back and identified how they received such hospitality, how the worship service, how the Spirit flowed within your hearts, your voices, and also most especially in your spirit. God has done marvelous things. Today, I want to share with you about the way maker, Jesus Christ, our way maker. Luke, the physician who writes in the gospel, he shares with us and Jesus coming down into Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. Allow me, if you will, I'll read scripture that's the context of this message this morning and also has the text for this morning's message. These are the words. Begin with Luke 19, verse 37, reads thusly. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had seen, that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees came among the multitude, said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones, call it a rock, the stones would immediately cry out. The word of God for the people of God. Let's say amen, if you will. The word of God. In this text, I want to preach to you from the subject, another side to your story. Again, another side to your story. As I stand before you, It is very obvious that you are very acutely in your sight to have what is appears to be an impression of my standing. But nevertheless, as I stand before you, it does not attest nor does it define the trueness of the story of my life. I stand first time behind this pulpit, stand here in this sanctuary with blessings. But the total of life and all the experiences are not discernible by what you see. But that's the same way as it is with your lives. Many individuals have looked upon you, and you've been subjected to a situation where judgment, conclusions, criticism, and even condemnation have come from individuals who've only seen one part of your life. It is human nature. It is by the very fact of individuals' lives. It is part of the natural context of human reasoning that individuals would respond based upon what they see. Individuals would have some conclusion based upon what they hear. Some individuals would draw, if you will, judgment based about what has come to their knowledge. But they don't know the true story, because there's always, always another side of the story. Would you allow me to just ask you, will you turn to the person next to you and tell them, you don't know the other side of my story? You really don't know the other side of the story of the person who's seated next to you. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. Some may be acquainted. Some might have some familiarization. Some may be in some aspect. But many times we are not aware of the full experience that individuals have gone through. And it is under this understanding that the writer Luke draws our attention to Jesus entering into Jerusalem, the way maker, making his way into Jerusalem so that he would be scourged, that he would be spat upon, that he would be hung on a rugged cross, that he would be crucified. But he was entering into Jerusalem. The scripture says that when he began his descendants, when he began to turn, when he began to move from the Mount of Olives and started his approach down into Jerusalem, the Bible said that those who were his disciples, when they saw him, they were immediately excited. They were immediately thrown into a position and onto a place where they started howling out words on him as he was, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest. They were excited because Jesus, the Waymaker, was coming into their midst. There's something about, if you will, the entry into Jerusalem. There's something about the understanding about an individual who comes riding in. It is symbolic, if you will, of one who comes into the city very victorious. It is reminiscent of a warrior, a fighter. It is reminiscent of a general when he has fought in battles and been victorious. He stands in the carriage of his carriage, and he's driven in as he ride in, and he is adorned with colors and arrayed with various garments. And when he comes into the city, the whole city is excited because the general is coming in with the spoils of his warfare. And the people are excited because the general has been victorious, and they all celebrate. He has banners raised before him. And as he comes into the city, this is his victory entry into the city. And all the people are excited. But on this occasion, mind you, there is no chariot. On this occasion, there is not a banner that's being led before him. On this occasion, the Waymaker makes his way into Jerusalem. But he is not an ordinary person. He's perceived, if you will, by those who are seeing him. Those of his disciples saw him as the great celebrated Son of God. But others who had questioned his authenticity as being royal began to question who he was. But if you will, as he rode in on the back of a donkey. And as he rode in, some were shouting celebratedly, and others felt great disdain, felt great, if you will, anger, felt great, if you will, disposition about the noise and about what they were saying. But they did not know the other side of the story. For the King of Glory was coming in. He who had all power in his hand, the Waymaker, was making his way into Jerusalem. They thought he was an ordinary man, but those who had followed him, those who had witnessed what he had done, those who were his disciple, knew that he was more than just Joseph, carpenter's son. They knew that he was more than a man who came out of the Jordan River baptized by John. They knew that he was more than flesh and blood. They knew that he had more with him described, more than riding on the donkey. But they knew he's a fulfilling prophetic word. They knew that he was the way maker making his way into Jerusalem. As the Waymaker made his way in, everybody was not pleased. The Pharisees went to him because something about the people and the way that they were reacting. They came with a strange request. They told him, "Master, rebuke your disciples. Tell them, shut up. Tell them that they are being offensive with the words and their action. Let them know that you don't approve of what they're doing nor what they're saying. Scold them, reprimand them, tell them to stop saying those words." But the Jesus, the Waymaker, the Jesus, the Savior of your soul, Jesus, the one who was crucified for your sin, he responded to them, but in such a way to let them know, let those who were complaining know that they did not know the other side of the people's story. They did not know what these disciples had been through. They didn't know what this multitude had experienced. So when they came to Jesus and told him with a senseless command to rebuke your people, Jesus said, "I tell you, I will let you know that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." The Pharisees, one of them, just shut up. But Jesus said, "Let them shout." The Pharisees wanted them to be quiet down. But Jesus said, "If you only know the other side of their story." My beloved brothers, my sisters, my friends, what they were not aware of, that is those religious leaders who were steeped in custom and traditions, what they were not aware of was that these individuals truly had another side to the story. They thought they acted lunatically. They thought they were out of their mind. They were running around howling out words. They were taking palm branches from the palm trees and placing it along the way as he rode into Jerusalem. They were taking their garments off and they were placing them, throwing them down in front of Jesus. And as they began to throw those down, they were also crying out words such as, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They were identifying the Savior, the way maker coming in. But the Pharisees said, quiet them down. Jesus said unto them, as is spoken in the text, if these, he spoke, if you will, in a context to distinguish them from all of the multitude. He says, if these, those were descriptive words, descriptive context that says that there's something about these, if these should hold their peace. The Pharisees was not unaware that those who are the if these, these were they who followed Jesus throughout his ministry. They were there when he fed the multitude with 2 fish and 5 barley loaves. They were there when he called Lazarus from the dead. These were there who saw him, if you will, give sight to the blind. They had seen and also witnessed the fact that he was able to heal the sick. For they were behind him when he was at the pool of Bethesda, when he healed the man and told him, "Pick up your bed and walk." They were aware of the report that came from the 12 close disciples as they spoke about Jesus, that they had seen him coming toward them, walking on the water. If these should hold their peace. They also were very familiar with the very fact that his voice had power. That the voice that he used called Lazarus, but the same voice was used to calm the sea. Same voice was used, if you will, to make the wind be still. And he said, if these should hold their peace, I tell you, my beloveds, it's no different from you or I. There is another side to your story. And the other side is that the Waymaker had come into your life and he had done marvelous things. But I share with you that when the Waymaker, when you allow him to have access to your life, when you allow him to touch situations surrounding your life, this is what you should expect whenever you open your heart to the Waymaker. He establishes a heavenly presence in earthly tabernacles. Let me repeat that again. He establishes heavenly presence in earthly tabernacle. Oh, I don't believe you understand what I'm saying. I'm saying this. When you let the Waymaker come into your life, he walks with you and he talks with you and he's right there in whatever you're going through. You have the heavenly down with the earthly. You have divine presence with flesh and blood. And when that is occurred, that says that his presence is with you whenever you go through danger seen and unseen. He's there with you through all trials and tribulations. Had he made a way for you? Has he carried you through? Has he healed your body? Has he directed your life? Has he saved your soul? Not only that, did he provide for you? Did he bring things to you that you did not know you could receive? Hadn't he opened doors that no man can open? Has he closed doors that no man can close? Has he not been by your side I heard someone said, is there anything too hard for God? He is your way maker. When he comes into your presence, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what you would ask or imagine, because he is your way maker. You have the heavenly present with you in your earthly tabernacle. And this is why those who were his disciples, when they saw him coming into their presence, they began to get excited. They were excited because they knew what he had done. And since they knew and saw what he had done, they knew what he can do for them. And I would have you to understand, beloveds, if you knew what the disciple maker, what the Lord has done in your life, if you know what he's done for you in your past, if you know how he has carried you, all you have to do is make available to him whatever situation there is in your life, and you can be guaranteed if he did it before, he can do it again. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered within the heart of man what the Lord God has in store for you, but he will make a way. Do you believe it? Say yes. Yes, he will. He will make a way. The Pharisees, they were disturbed. They were at odds. They couldn't understand, but they did not know the other side of the story. But it come to us to understand something else. Something else that you must be mindful of, that whenever you allow the way maker to make ways for you, whenever you allow the way maker to come and take control of your situation, this is what you should understand. The way maker is an all-sufficient. He's all-sufficient for your worst situation. He's all-sufficient for your worst situation. You don't hear me. I said he's all-sufficient. He's able. He's all sufficient for your worst situation. No matter what's going on in your life, Jesus can make a way. No matter what the situation is, he's all sufficient. Scripture said, my God shall supply all my need, not some, all my need according to his riches in glory. I've heard it identified. All my help cometh from the Lord. I heard that he's able to strengthen you, that you could do all things, not something, but all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. He is an all-sufficient way maker. He came all the way from glory. Matthew said he came from 42 generation. Walk among men, found so that he is found among you. He's all sufficient for your worst situation. No matter what you have, no matter what you need, no matter what you do not have, no matter how terrible things are, he's all sufficient for your situation. Did he not wake you up this morning? Did he not allow you to come to church safely? Did he not deliver you from trials and tribulation? Did he not bring you through? He's all sufficient. The way maker will make a way. Whatever you're going through, he will make a way. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say yes, yes, yes. He will. He's all sufficient for your worst situation. Jesus told them, if these should hold their peace, the stones of the rock will cry out. Thirdly, whenever the way maker is given access into your life and your situation, here's what he does. He makes your story a witness to his glory. Oh, you didn't understand that. Whenever you allow the way maker to make a way into your life, into your situation, he makes your story a witness to his glory. Somebody here have been through something. Somebody have had something you didn't know how you're going to make it. Someone here been through something you didn't know how you would come through. But when you think about it, and when you think back on how he blessed you, you know how he has carried you out. And your story is a witness to the glory that can be revealed through him. But these who were at the roadside, they knew who he was. And they began to identify. They began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. They saw him do miracles. They recognized that he was the Son of God. Well, I come by Agape to let you know the way maker is coming in. And when the way maker come in, he come in to bring change. Didn't he change your life? Did he make a way for you? Didn't he carry it through? Didn't he forgive you for sins that you committed? Sin of omission. Did you not understand that he delivered you? Well, he's been your way maker. Your voice shall cry. Your voice shall be heard. Your voice shall speak. Your voice shall exclaim. Your voice shall radiate. They don't know the other side of your story. You have been through too much. But the Lord, the way maker, has brought you out. Didn't he bring you through your problem? Didn't he heal your body? With those understanding, you will not, you shall not, and you must not close your mouth. But whenever the Lord is in your midst, there is a voice of praise that goes up. Didn't he bless you? Yes, he did. Didn't he deliver you? Yes, he did. Didn't he carry you? Yes, he did. Well, let me tell you my story. I was down in sickness and prayed unto the Lord in my illness. I was so sick, I could not close my hand. I could not tie a tie. I could not tie my shoes. I could not dress myself. I could not hold a fork to feed myself. I could not pick a bottle up to give water to myself. But I stayed down on my bed and I prayed unto the Lord, and I knew that the Lord will make a way. I cried unto the Lord. I cried in my pain. I cried in my suffering. I cried in my illness. I cried in my struggle. I cried in my pain. I cried unto the Lord. You don't know the other side of my story, but I come by to let you know I allow the way maker to make a way into my life. Now I can let you realize and understand that I'm better now than I was before, because the way maker came on by and make a way out of no way. I can step, I can run, I can climb, I can shout. That's what he does for your life. Can he do it? Can he heal your body? Say yes. Can he deliver you? Say yes. Will he bring you out? Say yes. Will he carry you? Say yes. Will he hold you? Say yes. Will he will you? Will he heal you? Say yes. Will he fight your battle? Yes. Will he keep your heart? Yes. Will he steady your mind? Yes. He will make a way out of no way. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say yes. 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 Who is the King of glory? The Lord. Mighty in battle. Who is the King of glory? The Lord is the King of glory. The way maker will make a way for your life. Will you believe it? Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the congregation. Praise him for his works. For the Lord will make a way for you. The way maker. Shh, shh. Quiet down. Quiet down. You're disturbing me. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet. Quiet, quiet, quiet down, quiet down, quiet, quiet down. Well, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, my soul, my redeemed soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's been too good. Praise him. He's been good. Praise him. He's been a blessing. Praise him. He brought you out. I'm coming out. Praise him. He delivered you. Can he do it? Will he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he can. Yes, 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 he can.